There's a new contest coming up, and Corey Stewart from Woodstock is going to be involved in it.
So go ahead and do you. I'm starting over brand new. Ha, hope it was worth it to you, baby. Go live your truth.
That's a little clip of his song called Do You, and Corey joins us from Toronto on the phone. Hey, Corey, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm back, and this time it's personal. How are you two?
The sun is shining. We couldn't be any better.
Oh, great. Yeah, I know. It's such an uplifting thing when the weather actually starts to turn into spring, summer.
Yes.
It's been beautiful.
Last time we were chatting with you, the album had just come out. It's called Tove. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, it's called Tove. It's named after a friend of mine who I actually lost at the beginning of the pandemic in April. She was a dear friend, and I just wanted to name an album something that I'd love forever, and obviously her name is one that I'll love forever. So
that is perfect, and you can get it wherever you either purchase music or listen to it as far as streaming goes as well, right?
And Record Works.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Right downtown.
You're
entering into this contest called the Toyota Searchlight, which is run through CBC. And, you know, I wanted to mention this to you beforehand, but you've got to, and I think I did, that there's another Woodstonian that's in this as well. Her name's Anna Belleth.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm so happy to hear that there's other musicians coming out of the woodwork in Woodstock, because I know there's a ton of talent in the area.
It makes it difficult because now people have to vote for one or the other. You can't vote for both on the same day. I tried, and you can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You just got to hack the system. I think I've got to hack.
Okay.
So what you can do is you can vote on your computer, and then you can take the Wi-Fi off your cell phone, and that's a different way to access. You can vote for both of us.
Oh, that's
there we go.
Awesome. I'm glad you told us that. That's wonderful. You know, I wanted to ask you, because we've moved to a different area of town, and I get to walk the dog through Trevor Slater Park a lot, and one of the city councilors, Mark Schattenberg, kind of mentioned to me who Trevor Slater is. Give us the background.
Yeah, so Trevor Slater is my poppy.
Cool.
He left us a few years ago. He was the mayor of Woodstock in the 60s, I believe.
Yeah.
And fun fact, and he never let me forget it, the reason that we have the museum in Woodstock is in part to him, because they wanted to tear it down, and he fought to make sure that it stayed.
Oh, my God.
An interesting little tidbit. But I was just saying to Dan before we hopped on the interview, imagine having a park named after you. Like, I said to Dan, like, I hope I do enough in my life where I get a park. That's pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool, yeah.
Absolutely. Back to the contest quickly. What song have you entered? Is it the one we were just listening to? Or?
Yeah, so I entered Do You. I'm a little biased because it is, like, just my favorite song of mine. So it's really high energy and cheeky and fun, and I thought it would be the perfect entry for this.
I gotta admit, it's a bop. When, like, Dan was playing it just now, I'm, like, dancing in my seat. So what really inspired you to write that song?
Anger, Marcy.
Oh.
So what happened was I went through a really annoying breakup, and, you know, what happens in relationships sometimes, people, like, have a wandering eye. So the best way to deal with that, I found, Marcy, is just to write a song about it and release it worldwide.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's something that musicians and songwriters get to get their aggression out, right?
Yep,
exactly. It's healing.
Now, within your description online, and I don't think I ever asked you about this, but you had an opportunity to be involved in a concert that Boy George was at. How did that go?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. So I opened for Boy George in Montreal in 2018.
Nice.
And got to do a full set, and it was really, really cool, and I got to speak with him, and he was so lovely and couldn't have been more encouraging. It was a crazy opportunity, you know. I'm so grateful for it.
That's so cool.
Tell us a little bit about, I noticed there's a couple of shows that you host. I think they're both online. Tell us what they are and how we can watch these.
Yeah, so the first is called Queerentine, and basically it was born during the pandemic because queer artists didn't have a place to go to get any sort of exposure because touring was over as we knew it. And also prides weren't happening, so you couldn't go and perform at different pride festivals. So what we do is it's like a MTV TRL type show where you, where we watch different music videos and, comment on them. It's a positive space. Everyone's encouraged, and it's just a way to help get people the attention they deserve, because right now still we're not able to get out and perform. And the other one is called Queer Music Social, and it's actually for musicians, and what we do is bring in different experts to talk about the music industry and talk about how to advance your career. And we've had people like Jonathan Simpkin, who is Carly Rae Jepsen's manager, come in. We've had Eric Alper, who is a really big figurehead in the music industry. So it's just a way to provide resources to people in the LGBTQ community that will help them and help them get further.
That's wonderful. We're speaking with Corey Stewart, who is a singer-songwriter from Woodstock, part of the Toyota Searchlight contest that's running by CBC. Should I ask you ahead of time, I know Pride Month here, put on by the Oxford County Pride Committee, is all virtual, which it was last year too. Are you involved this year?
I haven't gotten in touch with them yet, but I plan on it, that's for sure. They do such a great job. I've done prides in the past in Woodstock, did a little concert there the last year that we were able to, which was hard to believe, 2019. But they're a fantastic organization, and I believe Tammy, the person who runs the whole show, is it's just wonderful, and it makes me, I can't even explain how happy it makes me that this sort of thing is happening in Woodstock.
No, I agree. And I want to say I think about you often when I'm driving on Dundas going past Corcon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because that's named after you and your brother, right?
It is,
nice.
Yeah. Funny story, my dad wanted to name it Concor, but that was taken, so now Corcon is
Oh, that is funny.
Connor is the name of my brother.
Yeah, I love that. That's wonderful, because obviously your parents are incredibly proud of both of their kids.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, of course. I just like to tease them on that fact. But, it's amazing. People have been so supportive of him and the lot. And I have to say, he does give a good deal or two.
Yeah. Corey, so when we go to the website for Toyota Searchlight, we actually have to type your name in. We can't directly share the link. So we just should mention that to people when they want to vote.
Yes, so it's just C-O-R-Y, E.
Okay.
And Stewart, of course.
Perfect. So. We'll be showing support for you and for Anna. Hey, Corey, it's always great to talk to you. Have a great day, and thanks so much.
Thank you to both of you. Have a great day.